The move, says Nesirki, was preceded by the fact that a number of mortar shells fell in close proximity to and on the grounds of the hotel in Damascus housing UN staff.
The mortar fire caused some damage to the building and some cars, including one UN vehicle. The United Nations Security Management Team has assessed the situation and decided to temporarily reduce the presence of international staff in Damascus due to security conditions.
The UN World Food Programme, WFP, says this is not the first time it has had to relocate staff. According to Elizabeth Beers, WFP spokesperson, the organization has faced similar difficulties and managed to keep operations up and running and even expand. But violence is the deciding factor in this move.
We are concerned about the increasing violence and deteriorating security situation on our operation, of course, with road closure, with circle of fighting, and regarding the reduction of staff, we are only moving some of the function who can perform and operate remotely from outside the country.
There are 19 international and 80 national staff working inside Syria for WFP, says Beers. 8 staff members will be moved to Amman, Jordan. Jens Larka of OCHA, the UN humanitarian agency, says the number of staff in his organization fluctuates at around 100.
We as OCHA remain 4 international staff in Damascus.
And Marixi Mercado of UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, says since the crisis in Syria began, UNICEF has worked to expand partnerships with non-governmental organizations on the ground.
CBOs, other partners working on the ground. So, for example, the vaccination program that reached some 1.5 million children, that was done by people on the ground, the Syrian Arab Red Crescent and different NGOs. The 50 mobile health teams that we have providing services for people in conflict-affected areas, these are also by partners on the ground.
UNICEF has 60 staff in Syria, 18 of whom are international. Ms. Mercado says the center of gravity for operations in Syria remains in Syria. Jerry Adams, United Nations.